definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thursday, good morning and welcome onto the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you by Happy State Bank, alongside Jeff McGuire, not Jeff Haxton today. McGuire in for Hax. I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White across the way taking care of us. You two can join us. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, hopes, dreams, reaction to what has been a wild and woolly sports week, at least here in Lubbock, Texas. All of it welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 The Score mobile app and at 107thescore.com. Plenty to dive into over the next 3 hours. But McGuire, I don't know about you. I'm pretty tired of giant breaking news this week, or you know, just huge stories this week. And got another one yesterday with the departure of Fardaw's AMAC. So it's been way too busy of a week for mid-December.
I'm gonna put a bracket on that and add something to it. You're right. There's been an awful, awful lot of breaking news this week that we've dealt with on the air at the time that it was breaking. I would like some breaking news in the positive direction, though.
Right.
Like, I would welcome some of that.
You know, like a football schedule release or something along those lines. So that would be good news.
Or, I mean, we got National Signing Day coming up next week,
sure,
right?
But
next week?
It will be Tuesday or Wednesday.
I can't remember. It is next week. So
it is next week.
We got some breaking news when that happens, mm-hmm. And you could be getting some phenomenal news then. You could be getting guys that you didn't expect to get committed or committed, and your football team is going to be just the greatest football team in the history of the world next year.
Yeah,
I'm not saying all of that is going to happen. I'm just saying it could. But the bad news needs to stop.
Yeah, it's been all bad news this week. It feels like. I mean, you've had a couple of transfer portal additions that are good, but you've had some departures as well on the football team. We'll get to some of those that were news from yesterday. Of course, Fardaw's AMAC, the surprise news of yesterday.
Hmm.
We're actually at our Christmas party when this news kind of breaks from Jeff Goodman. Then the reasoning that Goodman tweets out, not such a good thing either. So right now, the basketball team just feels like a murky mess. And part of that is because we've been absolutely spoiled. We've seen murky mess and beyond that. We've seen about as low as a Power 5 program can get. You had one conference win in 20...
The year sucked, 2019.
11? I think it was 11.
Oh, so yeah, 2011.
19, what are you doing? What are you talking about? You won...
I was thinking 2009.
You went to the national championship.
Right, I was thinking 2009 for Leach, his last year here, and then Tuberville came in, which started the year of suck.
2010.
2009-2010, because 2009-2010, you bowl streak ends.
No. Man, you got to...
Was that 2010?
No, that was 2012. Or 11, I believe. It was the middle year of Tuberville.
9 was the last of Leach.
Mm-hmm. You went to 10, a bowl game.
So it's 2011, 2012. Okay.
Probably it.
That was the year of suck. That was the year, no bowl game, one conference win in basketball, Lady Raiders
11, yeah.
lose while hosting the NCAA tournament, and baseball didn't make the Big 12 tournament at the end of the year. That was the year of
the
suck.
Last year before Tim Tadlock, yeah. So, anyway, yeah, 11, we've seen the low lows of basketball program can get to, but since we've been so spoiled around here, things have been, for the most part, peachy outside of, you know, your head coach leaving you for the Longhorns.
That sucked.
That was pretty low point, but...
Then you beat him twice.
But now you're still just a two-loss basketball team, but the way you've won games the last 2 weeks has not been pretty. And you could sit here and say wins are wins, but it's been a... You've toyed around and almost lost a couple of games against far inferior opponents, or what are supposed to be far inferior opponents. And the expectations coming into the season, most people had you between 3 and 5 in finishing order in the Big 12 Conference, which 3-5 is a pretty good seed in the NCAA tournament. So now it feels like, hey, you're a bubble team type of team in the NCAA tournament. Who knows what Big 12 play is going to look like? And then yesterday, the news that Fardaws Amak, a guy that we've never seen play here, so we truly will never know what it would have been or what it could have been. But Amak doesn't ever play a minute on the court and chooses to transfer. And the rumor mill, I don't think I've ever seen it more active than I have over the last 24 hours or so with Texas Tech basketball. And some of the rumors are just pretty crazy. So it's a time where you're right. You just haven't had much positive news this week. And yesterday's added to the pile, the heap of negative.
Maybe it's a situation choice where we have to have enough negative to balance out a positive that's coming soon.
Like a giant bowl win, or I mean, what?
Like a giant signing class.
Okay.
Or a complete domination of a bowl win, or
we had that last year, which was fun.
Or maybe it's a complete run through Kansas with regards to your Big 12 play coming up soon at home.
That would be lovely. Beat TCU and beat Kansas to open up Big 12 play.
Maybe
sign me up.
It's just we got to get through some bad first. Although
seems pretty far fetched at this point.
It does. It feels very. We asked this question earlier today on the morning drive. Where do you think Tech sits right now in the Big 12? And at the beginning of the year, I was like in that 4-5-6 range because I thought there was a big difference between 1-2-3 and 4-5-6. But 4-5 and 6 were right together.
Yeah.
And then 7-10, I thought were in a different caliber as well. Like we had three shelves, I guess, is the way to put it. Now I think you went from 4-7 yesterday.
Okay. And 7 is still right there in the bubble range of the NCAA tournament. In the Big 12.
A little worried it's 8, depending if you lose a game you shouldn't.
Yeah, I think that what we've learned from the Big 12, I don't think this league is as daunting as it looked maybe preseason or even early on in non-conference. Overall, we've seen some teams lose games that they're not supposed to. Baylor's lost one. Iowa State lost badly to Iowa the other night. And now Texas is playing down, or at least played down this week, to almost lost a game to Rice, who was a 25-point underdog.
No, extenuating circumstances.
Absolutely,
there.
But how long are those extenuating circumstances going to last?
My guess, I would give them credit for one more game like that. Like, I would not be poo-pooing another game of that
nature.
We
have no idea how the effect that that's going to have on that basketball
No,
team.
But I wouldn't.
Could last all season.
It could last all season, concerned. But I would also completely excuse it for another game.
Oh, I can excuse it, but we just don't know what that team's going to be. I don't think the league is as daunting as it looked once, but Texas Tech's part of that. You're part of that league that doesn't look as daunting as it did at the beginning of the season. So, got to live without Fardaws Amak. And I was in the camp, like Jamie was, of, hey, let's see what happens when this guy gets in there. We'll never get to see that. Your team is as is, and you can't afford to lose any more of those guys. And you got to get better. Lots of ifs. Lots to talk about today. We will talk some bowl game. Talk a little Dallas Cowboys. Plenty to get into. It's the end of the bench. Roll until noon. Got some headlines for you next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's time for a few headlines. What you need to know, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Alongside Jeff McGuire, I'm Choice Woodman. We'll kick off the headlines with what happened on the hardwood at United Supermarkets Arena last night. The Lady Raiders victorious over Oral Bob or Roberts, 82-68. Briamber Scott, nice little game for her, 24 points. Riley McKinney chips in another 15 of her own as the Lady Raiders It's something they haven't done a ton this year. Got off to a fast start. Didn't.
Yeah, no, they've been slow starts mostly through the season.
So that was kind of nice. So.
Yeah, we'll take that all day long.
Yeah, I liked to see that for sure. They will be back in action next Monday, taking on McNeese State at United Supermarkets Arena. If you can't wait till then for your fix, well,
we can help.
Yeah, you can hear Krista Gerlich tonight. Lady Raider basketball with Krista Gerlich coming up at 6 o'clock tonight on Double T 97.3. Also tonight on our airwaves here on 100.7 The Score, we've got some Thursday night football for you. 49ers, the Brock Purdy-led 49ers, traveling up north to take on the Seattle Seahawks.
That feel as weird to say as it was to hear?
The Mr. Irrelevant, last pick in the draft, leading the 49ers pretty well right now. Haven't seen a line in that game. I'm curious. Anyway, that one is it.
Tell you what, I'll effort the line. You continue with the headline.
Okay, 7:20 tonight, a 6:30 coverage start time. You can listen to it on 100.7. The Score. Some new players in the portal.
Do want to? Jeff Haxton is not in the portal.
Yeah, someone did chime
in. He's not in the portal.
Not in the portal. Well, at least...
He's holding out, but he's not in the portal.
As of what we know right now, these things change all the time.
So. They do, but he's just holding out today.
I don't know if he's transferring to another school, but...
Show. Another show.
Oh, we don't know if it's school either.
I don't think he's transferring to
another
school.
He's got two different portals that he could be in.
This is true.
The portal potty has...
I love the name for
that. It's running wild.
San Francisco -3.
-3. Okay. I would have put it a little higher, but it's Seattle at night, so it's usually a tough atmosphere to play in. So the portal is it's flushing. We've got in the basketball front, Fardaw's AMAC, in case you missed that news. Jeff Goodman reported yesterday he hates Texas Tech. He's gotten to the point where either he's just loves trolling Texas Tech or just can't. I mean, he's not in Mark Adams' hip pocket like he was in Chris Beard, so for that reason, he may hate Texas Tech. But Jeff Goodman reporting yesterday that AMAC transferred from Texas Tech or is going to go into the transfer portal, of course, has yet to play in a game up to this point, and then he tweets out later, one key reason for AMAC transferring is because he feels he is being rushed back too quickly by Mark Adams from injury, source close to AMAC told Stadium. Adams said publicly AMAC would be back on January 1st. Source said AMAC had a hard cast removed Monday after 12 weeks. That's not a source. That was pretty public that he had the cast removed on Monday.
I think his source was Mark Adams there in the press conference.
Yeah, I think Mark said that on Monday on his coach's show, too. Like, he had the cast removed. So, source said that source is Mark Adams to the public. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's possibility that's true. That you start to assume, and we'll get deeper into this conversation later, but you can question, okay, chemistry, money. I mean, that's a big part of everything now. You can question... his eligibility have other schools already hopped in his ear and said, hey, you haven't played here. You're eligible to play. If you come here, we've got a lot of cash for you. I mean, all of these things, anything is possible in today's world of college basketball. So we'll get into that a little bit more. A few more headlines. There were some departures from Texas Tech football yesterday. As, of course, Reggie Pearson, we talked about that one, but also Philip Bleedy goes into the transfer portal, one of your defensive linemen. Michael Shanahan, Ethan Card, Larry Moore also into the transfer portal as well. Three offensive linemen there that none of those three guys really got any playing time. The only three guys that you've had right now that got any sort of real playing time was Donovan Smith, Reggie Pearson, and Philip Bleedy. And Bleedy's was in and out as far as playing time goes. So you've had two consistent contributors that have gone into the portal up to this point.
And one of them you absolutely understand.
Yeah.
Like, with 100%.
I understand both of them. I mean, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm not building an outrage factory over Reggie leaving either.
Yeah, Pearson's dad said he just really wants to go closer to home, and you get that. There's an anticipation it could be Michigan State or someone up in that area where he's
He got from. An offer from Mississippi State.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know that that's where he's heading, but it seemed like he was excited that he got that offer. And I'm not wishing ill will on any of these guys transferring out for their respective decisions.
No, I don't root against any guy individually unless they transfer within the conference.
Yeah, no, then it's a different
really
story.
Want them to succeed. No.
Then we burn bridges, and mainly because you set the fire on the bridge and then we just throw gasoline on it. That's usually how that works.
And pretty interesting news, a young pup, Zach Arnett. You mentioned Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
They have made a hiring already on their head coach. It's the one they have at the interim. In the ReliaQuest Bowl. But Zach Arnett, their defensive coordinator, has been hired into the position of head coach.
That is good news for him.
He is 36 years old.
That is good news for the entire staff there, because you imagine that everybody there gets to retain their jobs as they see them currently, with the possibility of somebody getting a promotion as well, or a couple of promotions. If he's going to go CEO style, if he's going to be the head coach DC, how that shakes out, and he's going to need a new offensive coordinator. But that opens up opportunities for sure, and lets some stability hit a very shocking and unstable situation.
Yeah.
So I am not anti-Mississippi State in general. I rooted hard against them last year in one specific game.
Sure.
But this felt like good news and the right news yesterday when that came out.
I think so. And they had to do this pretty quickly because you've got signing day next week.
Yeah.
And so you either have to make a decision of losing a bunch of players in a class and do a long process, or go with the guy that was part of something you were already building there and seemed to be going in a good direction with Mike Leach. So they're going to try to keep it along the same path there at Mississippi State. And one more last headline. For those interested in the World Cup, France beat Morocco yesterday 2-0. So World Cup final will feature, as a lot of people anticipated, once you got to the Final Four, Argentina and France coming up this weekend.
Think France will surrender?
It's a good one. Probably not, but I like
it. No, I don't think they'll surrender.
I like the joke. Tyler says, insiders say Hax is also in the transfer portal. He does say, kidding. Hopefully we get the Big 12 football scheduled today. I don't think we're going to get it. I'll just tell you. I know there was a thing that Mac Rhodes said on a radio station in Waco or Baylor or something, that he had heard it was going to come out on December 15th. I think that has since changed. So from what I hear, it does not sound like we're going to get a football schedule released today. Darn it.
Well, I anticipate a Big 12 football schedule.
At some point.
Usually
we have it like, you know, 2 or 3 months before now.
Yeah, this particular one, I kind of understand why it's taking a while, because they've got to figure out a lot of different things.
But it's also probably the one you anticipate the most, because we haven't seen a change in the format.
Right.
You knew the 9 teams you were going to play every year
for the last 10 years. And maybe that's part of what is the delaying process, is who is playing who and where is playing where.
Yeah, because you're not going to play everybody. So I think that's
unless you only play conference games, and nobody wants to do
No,
that.
You still can't. There's 13 teams you could play next year. You only got 12
games. Oh,
that's
right. We do have 14 teams next year.
So even if you did that, which...
Dang it, Oklahoma, Texas, just pay your way and get out.
No, so it's a...
Make it easier.
The whole situation is really strange that it's taken so long, but...
You think in north-south? You think in east-west? Or you think in pods?
I think it's pods.
You think it's pods?
Yeah. All right, tell us what you think.
They're not Tide Pods, are they?
Hope
You're not supposed to eat those.
Don't eat them. Lots on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll get some of that. Some more basketball thoughts. And check the calendar next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your Thursday. Thanks for hanging with us on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. A few from the chat line. Some funny, some strange, and some not so funny. We will get to the basketball stuff question there in a moment.
I do have some more good news that I saw on Twitter today, by the way, before we completely jump into a big serious topic.
Okay.
The Atlanta Braves put out their top 10 prospect list. Coming in at number 9, former Red Raider Cal Conley.
Okay. I had a bad dream about Cal Conley. Is this not... That's pretty weird, right? Very specific. Okay, so...
Help me.
I have...
Help.
There's nights where I just dream so much. And it's like you don't get good sleep because you just dream all night. And I have so many random, wild dreams. I had a dream that Cal Conley transferred to UT. I'm like, wait, I thought he already went pro. But in my dream, he transferred to UT and he was raking against us. So,
well, he did that a lot.
Well, he did it. Yeah, he was a very good hitter. So it makes sense that he would have been doing it. But it was a bad dream. It was like 2 nights ago.
So you kind of just, some nights you stay up cashing your bad luck?
Cashing my bad luck?
Cashing in your bad luck. Do you ever just call it a draw?
I'm lost.
Some nights by the band fun.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Knew there was a joke there.
There was, yes.
My bad.
It's a little bit of a stretch.
You need to throw like a tiny tune with it so I could...
I was trying to pull it up on my phone very carefully, but then the ad started. Okay. By the time the ad finishes, the joke will have been
pretty
over.
Pretty good song, yeah.
Oh, it's a really good song. Yeah. Like, it's a fun one to listen to. But, yeah, the ad just killed it for me to play it on the phone, and I was very disappointed.
Sorry. All right. No, you're good.
So you had a thing that I interrupted you with Cal Conley news.
Oh, just a couple more from the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Allowing Beard to stay on staff would be a complete disregard of the law, any moral standard, and it would send such a poor message, which is why I think UT would absolutely do it.
Okay, I didn't see that date, so yeah. There we go. They turned it right around where I was going to go with that.
Another one said, oh, I thought you said Cat Burgers Day. Cat Herders makes much more sense, especially for y'all.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Cat Herders. Now I know why men's basketball offense isn't that great, because Luke is running it, not Green. I don't know. That's one of the rumors floating around, but y'all can, again, take the rumors, do what you want with them. Also, if UT brings him back, there won't be a ton of stadiums that won't be all over the situation when his team comes to town, especially this year. Yeah, the Bookham shirts will be crazy. Crazy amount.
And just remember,
if he is back, 100% fair.
There's another one, too. Orange is the new black.
Mm-hmm.
And white stripes.
Mm-hmm. This is a question from a little earlier. Okay, don't hold back. What's going on in the basketball program? Players, coaches, donors, no one happy?
Correct.
I'll tell you, the happiness, just watch body language. Just watch all of it. It seems like there is disgruntlement. Not your regular amount of gruntlement. Disgruntlement. For whatever reason. Look at body language. Winning cures all ills, right? The cliche is true for a reason. It's a cliche for a reason. Winning cures all ills. And that's... Thank you. That's our sounder for cliches.
Oh, okay. I guess I haven't heard, I think I've heard it one other time.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was then either.
We're not as consistent as we need to be, but we that's our sounder. So...
But sometimes a cliche is true.
Right. No, cliches are cliches. And there's a reason they're out there. And people repeat them because there's usually a lot of truth. But, Jeff, the deal is you're not winning right now. And that's, I mean, okay, you are winning. Hmm. You're not winning in the way you're supposed to be winning. I don't know.
Was at that game. I mean, it didn't feel great about the win, but I'm pretty sure we won that game.
I guess you're not winning
like you should
everywhere, like you should and everywhere, like on and off the court. So I don't know. They say don't hold back. What's going on? I don't know. I'm not close to the situation. And I'll tell you, Hacks texted me this morning and said people are going to be asking what he said. He said on Fardaz, I can read this, so. Had no clue that Fardaz wanted to go. And if you ask Chris Level and if you ask other people, I think it, same sentiment. This came as a complete surprise. He said, always seemed engaged. Harmon spoke Monday about how he couldn't wait to get their big man back. So this is bizarre. I don't know. Not sure what's going on there. Again, the rumors are floating like crazy where maybe it has to do with not getting payment for NIL or this or that. I can't, the numbers that I've seen with basketball, it's not reported numbers, but numbers that are, out there. We'll say
minutes, points, upwards, rebounds. Help me. Which number are you talking about?
Money.
Oh, NIL money. Okay, yes. Yeah.
No, those numbers we can know for sure. The numbers that are out there with basketball, Jeff, are upwards of $2 million for this team. This team's making as much as the whole football team supposedly is making with the collective. And there's a lot less players. I can't imagine AMAC walking away from a big number that's next to his name unless, one, he's not getting paid or if he gets paid all up front. But most of these deals, to my understanding, are payment. Like, you get this sum of money this month. You get this sum of money this month or every 2 months or whatever it looks like. So I have no idea what that looks like unless he's got a giant deal already waiting for him somewhere else, too.
Hmm.
And you have to wonder these things nowadays.
Okay, so I'm going to play just a little bit of devil's advocate here. Because I have been in places where I was absolutely not happy. And it's the one time in my life that the paycheck didn't make happiness. Okay. I needed out. And if he's in that situation, and I'm not saying that he is.
Okay.
But if you really want out, there's no amount of money that's going to keep you there.
Yeah.
I can stay at a place that I'm happy. I can stay at a place that I'm neutral on. But if you're truly not happy, sure, it's time to pack up and get out.
You can really say you wouldn't sit there for another month or two to get to $400,000 or whatever the number is?
And for my person, this is me speaking. Okay, I have no idea about
farming. You could sit around. I'm not saying you have to stay in this marriage.
I'm not saying this is the AMAC. Okay.
I'm not saying you have to stay in the marriage for 5 more years. I'm talking about till the end of April.
Right, yeah. When I get done with something, I'm done with it. And the sooner I can get rid of the... And I'm not saying that's what's going on, but the way I felt, get rid of the toxicity... Mm-hmm. Get rid of the negative weight on my shoulders every time I go into a place, I'm better for it. Now, this was some very specific situations with me that I don't know that partake in this situation in any way, shape, or form. But if you feel that way, you can't make me stay for more money if I want out.
So this from the chat line, if doctor says injury has mended and coach says, okay, let's start rebuilding strength and agility, but player says, no, I'm good sitting and drawing my NIL, who's in the wrong? Player's in the wrong if he's cleared by doctors. Now, I don't think Mark Adams, so that's the report, is that
Jeff he's been Goodman, cleared?
No, that Jeff Goodman's putting out is that AMAC feels like they're rushing him back too quick, that Adams and staff are rushing him back too quick. Adams can't legally play him if he is not cleared by doctors.
Right, and he has definitely not been cleared by doctors.
No, he just got out of the cast. But Adams also said that their plan is to have him back by January 1st. Doesn't say he's going to go play 40 minutes on January 1st.
Right, and that's also the plan.
So I don't...
You get to December 30th, and you're like, okay, yeah, he's not ready yet.
So I don't know. I
Dak Prescott was going to be out 6 to 8 weeks.
It feels like there's so many holes in this story. It does. I think, sadly, in the world of college basketball, someone just said transfer portal is ruining college basketball. I think you can say the combination of transfer. It says college athletics. the combination of the transfer portal and NIL together have just created such a monster that it's you have to almost assume in all of these situations money has some sort of influence and impact. I think that's my assumption, but again, don't know. Lots more of your thoughts coming in on the chat line. We'll get back to some of those coming up next. We got our weekend pick'em coming up in hour number two as well on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Welcome to hour number two. It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you as always by Happy State Bank, alongside Jeff McGuire in for Jeff Haxton today. I'm Choice Woodman. We got Lucas White punching the buttons and taking care of us as usual. Lots of your reaction.
Push the button. Don't punch. It hurts hands. Just
push.
That's
how I broke the old board, actually.
Right. Just push. Slides, push buttons. Don't punch.
Keep them coming. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, hopes, dreams, all of it. Welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll get back to a lot of it in wide varieties. People like the clip there.
Well done, Lucas.
Founder. Yep. So, lots of reaction to Fardaw's AMAC going into the transfer portal yesterday without ever playing a minute for Texas Tech. I'm not a smart man, but I don't know the rule on whether or not AMAC can go play somewhere immediately. You can take what Jeff Goodman's putting out there and call it a giant load of BS if he does go play somewhere else, because then it's not about rushing to get back on the court. It's not about Tech rushing him to get back on the court. If he goes and plays somewhere else, you can just sit there and assume it's all money related. Or he looks around and says, hey, I'm not wasting my year here. I came to Texas Tech to go to the tournament and make a run in the tournament. And I look around and we're barely beating Nichols and we're barely beating Eastern Washington. This team's going to barely make the tournament, if at all. That could be the thinking. I don't know. I'm not in the Big Maple's head. And he's Canadian, too, so they think differently already. But I just...
My understanding of the rule...
Yeah, I don't know the rule there.
And this is my understanding of it. If you know better than I do, I am willing to concede. But my understanding of the rule is, if you play for Team A, you can transfer to Team B, but you can't play for Team B in that year.
Mm-hmm.
Since he has not played for Tech this year, he doesn't have a Team A yet. He's been on the roster, but he hasn't played.
Yeah.
He's practiced, but he hasn't played. So he can, the way I understand it, and I'm not saying I like it, but the way I understand it is that he can transfer and play immediately.
I think that's probably right, since he has not played a game for Texas Tech. But again, I'm not sure.
And it
sure
only
on
takes
that.
One game. If you play one game, then you have to wait until the next year.
I'm with you. I'm not sure on that. And someone smarter than us, if you know the rules a little bit better than us, please do share. Do share. All right. These from the chat line. How was Permian and Friendship in the same district, but 6A Division 1 for Permian and 6A Division 2 for Friendship in the playoffs this year?
You are our high school expert. Good thing that you got asked this question.
This used to be this way in every single division. Every single district, two teams would split off and go small school, Division 2. Two teams would split off and go big school, Division 1. That used to be that way until, I think, 4 years ago. They split every district to where you're already big school, small school in your own district, up to 6A. There's not enough 6A teams in the state, specifically in this part of the state, to do such things. You would have a three-team district.
They got to play each other a lot then.
Yeah, you'd have a three-team district in 6A for Friendship, if that was the case. So to be able to have the right size districts, you have to do it this way in 6A. That's the best explanation I can give you. So they take enrollments of the four teams that make the playoffs, and they tell you, okay, Friendship has the lowest enrollment or second lowest enrollment. Y'all are going small school. Permian, you're giant. You're going big school. That's how those two split off in that. So
feel that, Lucas? We just got smarter.
I wouldn't call it
I
that.
Feel like it.
Just,
I feel
I just
like
know
got smarter.
A tiny bit about that.
And we just got smarter from not a smart man. What's that say about us?
Nothing at all. T-Money says, it's a complete surprise because someone called Fardaws this weekend needing a big man immediately and offered a ton of cash. Where he lands will tell the story. T-Money also said, I also wonder if there could be a conflict of religious beliefs that Fardaw just couldn't take any longer, making this not the place he could be. That's a question mark, but I still think it's money. Everything in life is always about the money, unfortunately. Not everything, but, you know, a lot of it is. A lot of it. Red Raider Two Guns on that same line of view. 3 or 4 years ago, I made significantly more money than I do now, but I was so unhappy. I make way less now, and I am so much happier. Happiness does seem to be an issue right now with that basketball program. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not there in practices. I'm not there in the locker room, so I could be completely off base. But just a outsider's observation, it looks like there's a clash of personalities. And that may be coaching staff, that may be players. The minutes distribution is very strange. Let's throw that out there for guys that are reserves and that sort of thing. I mean, Kerwin Walton was brought in to do things, but he hasn't panned out at all. You want to talk about people? That would have been number one guy. If I was expecting anyone to transfer in season, he would have been it. You know, I don't know what the NIL looks like to keep him from doing so, but I would have guessed this is a guy who he and a lot of people had high expectations for him. He's playing half a minute a game right now.
Yeah. And doesn't look like that there's going to get any more added.
Yeah. Someone says, I would pass it off as my imagination, but I've seen in a couple of games now, certain players aren't slapping hands with other players when they come off the court. Do you think there's some kind of rift within the team?
Sorry. All I ever hear when I hear slapping hands is the water boy.
Slap hands.
Slap hands. Slap hands. That's all I hear. I'm a terrible person. That's all I hear.
A Canadian. I don't know if I agree with that.
Mm-mm.
Waco with I'm not a smart man would make a good low sounder. Probably so. Might need to clip that, Lucas. Michael from the ranch says, well, there is a problem. Canada is just Western France. What do we learn from Mel Gibson and the Patriot? We can't trust the French. Oh, you're stretching there, but it's funny. It's funny.
I mean, I've already made one French joke today, so I feel bad that I'm about to do this. But let's remember, France was our first friend. Our very first friend in the entire world was France.
Hey, you want a preview of a dad joke of the day?
I mean, do you want to ruin it 40 minutes before we do it?
No, I'm just... It's an extra dad
joke. Oh, an extra dad joke. Well, hit me with your extra dad joke.
What do you call 20,000 men with sunburned armpits?
The French Foreign Legion?
The French Army.
They don't even have an army. That's why they have the Foreign Legion.
Exactly.
All right. But they were our first friend. We get to pick on our friend, though. Looking at you, Germany. You don't get to pick on our friend.
More on the chat line. A couple interesting stories to bring you as well. We got some highs and lows sans Jeff Haxton today. And our weekend pick'em challenge coming up in 10:30. Hax has officially submitted his picks.
Excellent news.
So we've got those. And we'll have one of you hop on the benchmark hotline about 20 minutes away from now to pick games with us. Chris, the defending champion. See if the listener can win again. It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Get your questions in now. Questions for myself, Choice Woodman, Jeff McGuire to my right, or Jackson Frazier. Any and all are welcome on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. You can tweet us at 107 The Score as well, which is where you'll find our poll and the draft results from yesterday's Christmas movies draft about 24 hours ago. Don't know who group two is, but they killed it.
That's where my vote would have went.
So 47% right now in on group two, 39% for group one, and goodness gracious, 14% for group three.
Group three was so confident.
He really thought he had a good one. When he was doing it, I was like, no. Like, you got to at least, like, put some kid's movie. He got Home Alone, which is kid-ish, but it appeals to grown-ups, too. A Christmas Story is the most boring Christmas movie. And then he went all, like, grown-up movies after that. It's like, he's very, you know, very typed on his Christmas draft. But still put a whole nother day that you can vote on this. So it's not over yet, but group two leading the way. You can go vote on that on the tweet at 107 the score. Several questions in, comments about Tech basketball. We'll start with the questions. Is it just me, or does Choice look like Dr. McCoy from the newer Star Trek movies today? Just in what I'm wearing? I have no idea. I've got to look who Dr. McCoy is.
I'm not saying
no. We've only got one Trekkie in the building.
I'm not saying no. Because you got some of those feels with that shirt.
This is a shooting shirt. It's not even a Trekkie shirt.
No, but he doesn't always
wear it. Is it the color or what?
I think it's the color combination. Okay. I think that's what it's. I'm not saying no.
Okay.
But
you're not saying yes.
But either. I'm not, like, just buying in either.
I
see where they're coming from.
The Big Chorizo in Colorado says, hey, what happened yesterday? Next thing I know, I'm listening to the Oddball ESPN show. Completely missed the last 2 hours of entertainment. If you're referring to the bottom line, they were out for the Christmas party. So no show yesterday. But they will be back today. Benchwarmers, without looking, can you name all of the faces on the U.S. money? This is from earlier. So I'm taking this as current.
Okay.
So dollar bills, you got George, you got Hamilton on the 10, you've got Jackson on the 20, Grant on the 50, and then Benjamin on the Benjamins.
Correct. The You're hundos. Missing one.
The hundos. Oh, Lincoln, 5. Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Penny.
So there's all that. Penny's Lincoln.
Nickel.
Nickel is Jefferson.
Dime.
Dime is... Oh, my gosh. I'm kind of embarrassed right now. Okay, quarters Washington, 50-cent piece.
Kennedy.
Is Kennedy. So is Dime Eisenhower?
I think Dime's Eisenhower.
Is that right?
That's what I'm thinking in my head. I don't know who was on the dime beforehand, but I think it is Eisenhower.
Okay. And then the dollar varies. I mean, the dollar changes up. There's Sacagawea for some
time. She's on the gold one, right?
Yeah.
$50 bill. Did you say that?
Yeah, we said the 50.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Grant. So I think it covers it. Did you know all of those? Or was the dime where you...
I couldn't remember Grant on the 50.
Grant's the 50.
But I had the rest of them. It took me a minute to remember Hamilton's on the 10.
Uh-huh.
Jackson's...
I probably used cash.
Jackson's somewhere.
We said 20.
On the 20. On the 20. Yeah.
So I probably use cash a lot more than most people my age. Like, I'm old fashioned. So most people around 30 don't carry any cash. Yeah, I do.
I'm surprised, and keeping in mind we'd have to come up with a new denomination, but that Reagan hasn't
Roosevelt's
been.
The dime. Dadgummit. And by the way, Eisenhower is on a 50-cent piece also.
$2 bill.
Oh, that's Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, Jefferson's. He is, right? And,
yeah,
and that is still active. I didn't think of the two.
It first was Hamilton, but then later redesigned for Jefferson.
For Jefferson. There you go.
I used to carry one of those in my wallet all the time when I had a wallet that didn't have, like, my current wallet is it's got a clip in the middle of it, so the money just kind of hangs there. And I didn't want to have it just hanging around all the time in my wallet. So it's now in a box.
What about a $500 bill?
I've never seen one.
They don't have those anymore.
They're not in circulation.
They don't make 500s and they don't make 1,000. They don't make 10,000.
But they still take them.
They will still take them. 500 was that Teddy Roosevelt? I've seen them because I remember, like on Let's Make a Deal, they used to have $500 bills mm-hmm. that they would hand out. I was like, whoa. I don't know. Who's 500?
McKinley.
Okay.
And then there was 1,000, which
isn't that racist now, McKinley? I don't remember. Didn't they rename Mount McKinley? Okay.
Then there was 1,000, which was...
Can't keep up with woke culture.
I can't.
Did it go back to Washington on the 1,000, I think?
No.
No, it looks like, I think that, it's Grover, Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
Old Grover.
Then there's 5,000 and 10,000.
I have no idea on those.
What about those plates you used to be able to get? Remember, like, all the time, the Time Life plate set with the presents on them that were going to be worth, like, $50 at some point? You bought them for, like, two payments in 1999 or...
Two payments.
The $10,000 bill doesn't even have a president on it.
What was it?
Neither does the 100.
He was the governor and senator of Ohio and secretary of the treasury under Lincoln.
Secretary of treasury. Awesome.
Jackson, neither does the 100.
That's true. I was just reading it.
Just reading it. Benchwarmers, start bench cut, AMAC, Kayvon Moore, and Damari Burnett. All guys that have left during the season.
Yippers.
I don't know if this is a joke or not. I'll do it anyway. Namari Burnett, start. Kayvon Moore played 2 minutes for you, so we'll bench him and then cut AMAC. Never saw him play here.
I don't think he can play. I think it's a figment of our imagination.
Benchwarmers, what's the one job you think you could start now and be above average without prior? They put Expedia, but I'm going to assume that's supposed to be experience. A job you could start now without prior experience and be above average.
Be above average, like as I start?
100%. Sneed's going to roast. Sneed's not coming in today.
He's not coming in.
Junior high official. I could be above average on that. I have experienced watching the son play junior high sports. Holy cow. Just like know the game. Anyway, but I appreciate those guys because it's a thankless job. I really do.
And he gives them no thanks either.
So I just did. I just said I appreciate them.
That's not thanks. That's appreciation. It's different things.
Okay, thank you for doing your job. There's thanks.
No experience. I have no idea.
I
don't. Are we talking like with
any
that
sort.
I could eventually get really good at, or
no,
like that I would
you
good
go
at today.
In and you're above average from the start.
Man, it's always harder than it looks.
Everything is. Yes.
It's always harder than it looks. This job is harder than it looks.
Mm-hmm.
I would go high school offensive line coach.
Okay.
But you've got some experience in that, playing offensive line.
But no, he's never had experience coaching. When are we going to have our draft of our favorite 100.7 score drafts of the year? Actually, we'll draft the best moments of the year coming up towards the end of the year.
Nice.
So best Texas Tech moments. And there are actually, when you think back on it, quite a few good ones this year. What?
There's like four immediate. Two, three, four.
Okay, go. One, two, three, four. Go.
Win over Texas. Here.
Which one? Oh, football?
Here.
Okay.
No. Basketball.
Okay.
Win over Texas in Austin.
Okay.
Went over Oklahoma, went over Texas in football.
Okay. You had a walk-off steal of home. You had a walk-off grand slam,
and
both against Texas.
As much as I love baseball,
okay, but
Trump's
you're
baseball.
Saying there's only four. There's a lot of moments. There's a lot of moments. So we will draft
we
those coming up.
We don't have a kick this year. That was last year. Like, that's the like.
No, I get it, but there's more
the
than
bowl
your,
game was the year before.
You're giving on, or you maybe you're just a Debbie Downer and don't like
no,
other
not
good
Debbie
tech
Downer.
Moments.
I'm not a Debbie Downer.
Benchwarmers, besides the Cowboys, who has the most annoying NFL fan base? Steelers are up there for sure. I don't find the Eagles annoying as just like as much as just bad people. Like
Jackson excluded.
Like actual Eagles fans from Philly. Yeah, I mean
Jackson excluded. Jackson's a good dude.
So I said actual Eagles fans from Philly. He's not actual. Just kidding, Jackson. There we are. Well done, Jackson. But for all, Steelers are probably the next most annoying fan base. I acknowledge Cowboys are the worst. Completely acknowledge that. Fellas, have a good rest of your day. For Jeff McGuire, Jackson Frazier, I'm Choice Woodman. Spin the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score, The Bottom Line. Headed your way next.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.